I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Shortly after Burma's elections, the government freed activist Aung San Suu Kyi. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says they're cautiously optimistic about this.
We are encouraged, but at the same time, it's with a little skepticism. A lot of the things that the military does are done for a calculated reason, and so there's some skepticism and stuff there with what their reasoning is.
But Romaine says there's still a lot of violence and a lot of new refugees. Vision Beyond Borders' team has shipped containers loaded with necessities to help the refugees, many of whom are Karen Christians. The hope of Christ sustains them. We'll show you more ways you can help. Next, the sloth of the U.S. economy is directly affecting foreign missions. Pioneer's Ted Esler says as the value of the dollar falls, support doesn't go as far. U.S. health insurance rates have skyrocketed, and missionaries are double charged when the countries they're working in make them pay for their health care. The result?
Probably won't be people that come home from the field and don't go back. But what you'll see is missionaries who may be on a schedule to return home to work on support raising. We'll move that schedule up and so that they'll be back earlier, and it may take them a little longer for them to raise additional funds.
And three Australian mates are resting up after completing a 2,000-kilometer walk. Why 2,000 kilometers? Because that's how many languages still don't have a single verse of the Bible translated. Those languages represent 350 million people who have no access to God's Word. Along the way, the walkers raised support for an Operation Mobilization project that will translate the Bible for Muslims in Afghanistan and Tajikistan. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.